The Click and Go Travel Podcast, fueling your wanderlust with far-flung, off-the-beaten-track destinations to just across the water and everything in between.
Welcome back to the Click and Go Holidays Travel Podcast. Today, Paul and I are chatting about high-demand holiday hotspots. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Jill. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good. We're ready to share all of our holiday hotspots, the high-demand places.
Yeah.
And which would they be for the summer or...
This year is interesting. So we're seeing stronger demand for Portugal, namely the Algarve, in Spain, Costa del Sol and Salou to some extent. Canary Islands, ever popular. And then the Balearic Islands with Mallorca being the top selling. It seems to be this year, I guess just from a media coverage point of view and from a general geopolitical point of view, that Spain and Portugal and extending that into the Canary Islands and extending that into the Balearics are the top selling destinations for this year.
We're hearing a lot about high demand hotspots for this year. What does that mean exactly for the holidaymaker?
In a year where everything is kind of standard, normal, Spain will always top the list because it's got probably the most flights, the most frequency, the most resorts. Spain isn't one entity. It's all the costas, it's all the islands. They have the two lots of islands, the Balearics, which are three for destinations for holidays, and then the four Canary Islands. I know there's seven Canary Islands, but four in terms of holidays. So Spain is really just such huge choice. And that always tops the list. Portugal, by virtue of the frequency of flights into the Algarve, or the popularity of the Algarve is there. And then you have, you know, kind of the secondary ones for us, Italy, Greece, Cyprus and Turkey. And for the moment, just with the geopolitics going on, Turkey is not selling. So there's just more focus, more demand for Spain and Portugal.
Great. Well, we kick off maybe with Portugal then. Great. So the Algarve is always a favorite, as you say. What makes it a safe bet this year?
Like the Algarve has just so much going for it. Stunning beaches, possibly the best beaches in Europe, like amazing beaches and miles of golden sandy beaches. The Portuguese also have great quality accommodation, be it apartment, self-catering or hotel accommodation. They're built because they were building later than Spain. Portugal really only came to the front after Spain. So it's newer, larger. I think they like themselves, you know, like the Portuguese holiday and have second homes in the Algarve. Huge number of them. So it's that almost lived in rather than holiday sense in terms of the accommodation. So I think it's a combination of great flight frequency out of Dublin, out of Cork, out of Shannon, out of Knock, out of Kerry. Like you can get to the Algarve from everywhere in Ireland. And the frequency out of Dublin is up to four or five flights per day with Ryanair.
Wow.
And three or four flights per day with Aer Lingus. So the capacity is huge. And then the standard is brilliant. Like there is something for everybody. If you're looking for value for money, if you're looking for family holidays, if you're looking for couples and groups of friends, whatever you're looking for, the Algarve has something that does it. So it really does tick all the boxes and it's value for money, Jill. Like it is just great value for money.
And when you're there, is it like the cost of being over there? Is it great?
I think
value?
Portugal is just amazing. I think Portugal is so cheap relative to what we pay here. Yeah, like there's more expensive parts of the Algarve. There's more expensive destinations even within the Algarve, like the marina around Villamor is going to be more pricey than Lagos, further along the coast, or than Albufeira. But like that's just resorts and reputations and names that places have. But by and large, like your cost of eating out, dinner for two on the Algarve is going to set you back 30 to 40 euros per person, you know.
And it's about that
It's nearly that for a main course here before you even get to the drinks or before you get to the starters or desserts. So the value is incredible.
Brilliant. And are we seeing availability tighten already for the peak months for the Algarve?
Do you know, there's still good availability, but if this pattern continues, that's what we will see.
Yeah.
And what I would always say to people is the good stuff books first. The destinations and the resorts that are in demand will always fail early. That's just how it is.
Yeah. And I suppose it's also to remember that the Irish people aren't the only ones going to the Algarve or Spain.
Like, take for example, the UK market, their number one destination is Turkey. They always go to Turkey. They're not able to go there this year. So they're looking at Spain and Portugal.
Yeah. If you want to book Portugal, you got to get there early.
Yes.
Brilliant. Well, we hop over then to Spain and we can chatter about the Costa del Sol a bit.
Yep.
Why does that continue to be one of the top picks for...
I think it's a perennial favourite. There's huge similarities when we look at the Algarve and when we look at the Costa del Sol, because when I was talking about the frequency of flights into Faro Airport for the Algarve, you have that and more in terms of frequency into Malaga Airport.
Okay.
So both Faro and Malaga are a backbone for both Aer Lingus and Ryanair in terms of their flight frequency. It's huge flight frequency. Again, it's out of multiple airports. It's out of all of the airports in Ireland and multiple flights per day. And then when you're looking at the Costa del Sol, it's almost like the Algarve. Like you have a vast coast heading east over towards Narca and then heading west as far down as Estepona. So like you have great choice. And then you have the real favourites of Tormelinas, which is so close to the airport, Benalmádena and the lovely marina there, down to Fuengirola, onto Mijas, down into Puerto Banús, Marbella, and on down to Estepona. So like it is something for everybody. There is great choice. There's great quality. There's the singles market, the adult market, the nightlife market, the every market, the family market. It is just so good. And it's only a 3-hour flight. So what's not to like?
So handy, yeah. Is this one of the destinations where waiting too long could mean you missing out?
Yeah, it goes back to what I said. The good stuff will book first.
Yeah.
So the popular accommodation, the accommodation that is always the top selling accommodation, will sell out fast, especially in the peak months. There's some amazing offers at the moment for all of these destinations in May and early June, because once you get into June, the exams finish. And then when the exams finish, everybody can travel and it's free for all. And then once you get into July, you're starting to see the rest of Europe take holidays.
Yeah.
So again, the advice is Spain and Portugal is more popular this year. So it is going to fill earlier. There is availability now, but don't hang about.
Super. And then just over to the Canary Islands then. So the Canary Islands are always a strong choice. What makes them stand out?
Even though the Costa del Sol and the Algarve are open 12 months of the year, the weather in the winter may not be beach weather.
Yeah.
Like it'll be a lot more pleasant than we have here, but it may not be beach weather. Where the Canaries have, you know, generally speaking, good weather. They haven't had a particularly brilliant winter this year. It's been their worst winter weather in 40 years. It's highly unusual for them not to have great weather, but they haven't. Whereas the Canaries do.
Yeah.
And that means that the Canaries' seasons are somewhat reversed. So the property in the Canaries charges more in the winter, because there's less competition.
Okay,
so they can get away. In the summertime, the Canary Islands are competing with all of the summer destinations, such as the Algarve, Costa del Sol, Salou, all of the Costas that open up primarily for the summer. Like all of the Costas are open 12 months of the year, but they're more seasonal than the Canary Islands. The Canary Islands is there and bookable 12 months of the year.
Yeah.
So what that means for the Canaries is in the summertime, they actually go lower with pricing to attract business, because the flight is a little bit further. So people think, oh, I don't want to fly for 4 hours. Whereas in the wintertime, they're going, I want to guarantee some sunshine. I'm going to get on a plane for 4 hours, no problem.
They don't mind it then.
So what makes the Canaries stand out is you have four stunning islands, very different between Tenerife, Lanzarote, Gran Canaria, Fuerteventura. You have the other islands as well, but they're less popular with the tourism numbers and no direct flights out of Ireland.
Yeah.
So those core four islands are popular year round, have flights year round, and really aggressively compete on price in the summertime. The myth is because they're further south, they're hotter. They're not. They're in the Atlantic. So in real terms, in the summertime, temperature-wise, they can be cooler than the Med.
Okay.
The Med can get quite hot. So for me, the Canary Islands are never a problem in the summertime. Like I tend to think I'm going to get more of an Atlantic breeze. It's going to be a little cooler than the likes of Mallorca or the Costas. So even though it's further south, it really offers a great option. And from a price point of view, you're buying such quality hotels down there in the summer months for a great price.
Brilliant. And are there certain islands booking up faster than others?
Well, Lanzarote is funny. Lanzarote is number one. You know, it just is. Lanzarote will outsell Gran Canaria, Tenerife and Fuerteventura combined. The Irish are in love with Lanzarote. They just love it. And if we could create a second Lanzarote, it would be absolutely brilliant because, you know, you'd have more choice for people.
Yeah.
Lanzarote has more flight capacity, has more demand, and more of us want to go there than any destination. Like if you're looking at the number one and number two destinations for Irish sun holiday makers, it's usually a toss up between Lanzarote and the Algarve.
Yeah.
It's probably that because Lanzarote is 12 months of the year.
Yeah.
And the Algarve is more condensed into the summer. So from kind of Easter to the end of October. So it's the shorter season, but, you know, the two of them are number one and number two consistently.
Yeah.
Again, the Canaries, great variation in the accommodation, some great self-catering accommodations, some great villa accommodations, some absolutely brilliant hotels. I think the hotels down there are really good at reinvesting and in keeping their product up to date because They know they have business 12 months of the year.
Yeah.
So they're never quiet. And they really have to keep up with the fact that they're getting 12 months of use and ensure that the quality of the product is good. So that's what I was noticing when I was most recently down there. Really good quality product for the money. Very and great good. Value.
And would you recommend booking earlier for the winter? I know we've been kind of talking mostly about the summer, but would now be a good time to book winter?
Well, I think so, because winter, you don't have huge choice.
Yeah.
Winter, you're probably looking at Madeira and the Canary Islands, Malta to some extent, but that's your choice.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think what we just need to remember is there was 56 days of continual rain earlier this year. From Christmas until the end of February, it pretty much didn't stop raining.
Yeah.
So an awful lot of people were saying in January, I'm never doing this again. I'm never staying here again. I'm getting off the island. I'm getting away. And it is true. The earlier you book, the better the value is going to be. And the flights are there in the system. We're now in April. So, you know, the flights are loaded right up until March at this stage.
Yeah.
March 27. It was ironic. I was talking to somebody down in Lanzarote last week and they were saying St. Patrick's Week and Cheltenham Week, which usually are the same week, are booked out. So some consumers have their head screwed on and know exactly what they want and they're getting it booked and they're getting in early. And the advantage is you just pay a low deposit and then you pay the balance over. You know, you can budget for it and just plan for it and say, this is what I'm going to do. And I think half the fun of a holiday is having something to look forward to.
Yeah, the build up and the excitement.
You know, just counting down the sleeps and counting down the weeks and all of a sudden it's here and you have the joy of it to look forward to as much as to enjoy it itself.
Yeah. Absolutely. Great. And then we can finish off then with Mallorca and the Balearic Islands then. So they're back in a big way this year. What do you think's driving the demand to Mallorca?
What's interesting for Mallorca this year is that the season is extending. It really was a case that Mallorca would open kind of Easter time or mid-April and then close end of October. And what we're seeing this year is some airlines flying right through the year and some airlines starting mid-February. Now, you're not going to get stunning weather in Mallorca in mid-February, but you're going to get much nicer weather than Ireland and you're going to get blue skies and sunny days sometimes. But it's a gorgeous destination and people go to Mallorca in the off-peak, not necessarily to lie on a beach, but just to enjoy the hotels, enjoy the beach, enjoy walking, cycling, hiking, you name it. Like there's just so much to do. And I think Mallorca is seeing a bit of a revival where people were thinking, oh, it's Mallorca. It's a bit tacky. It's Santa Pons and Magaluf. I think the consumer has broadened their mindset when it comes to Mallorca. Like we've a great podcast on There's More to Mallorca.
Yeah.
And there really is.
Yeah, it's not just those two resorts.
It's not just Santa Pons and Magaluf. It is absolutely everywhere. It's up in Alcudia. It's Puerto Payensa. It's Calador. It's down in the south. Oh, it's just, you know, and even the older resorts of Playa de Palma have the advantage of being so close to Palma Airport.
Yeah.
So close to Palma City. And then they can just do so much. They can head over to Solliere and visit Solliere and Valdemosa and Dea. They can do some of the great sightseeing things. They can go off into the interior of the island. Like it is so much more than a beach destination. I think that's what's got it back in terms of attention. And what we're seeing this year is a bit more interest again in Ibiza, the nearby island.
Okay.
And in Menorca, which has very small volume, a very small number of flights, but a gorgeous little island, totally quiet, totally unspoiled, great for families, great for anybody who's looking for absolute peace and quiet.
Yeah, Mallorca would be for everyone as well.
Yes. Oh my God,
everyone.
Mallorca. Absolutely. Like you could do Mallorca as a city break, Jill.
Okay.
You could do Palma as a city break.
What's
and just
the
enjoy
flight
it.
Time?
Just over 2 hours, 20 minutes.
Okay.
Like it's a very short flight. Like you literally fly down to Barcelona and turn left and then you're just into Palma Airport. So says he who doesn't pilot a plane but knows where the location is. Yeah.
Great. Ed, are you seeing the availability tighten at all for Mallorca?
Mallorca is always popular. I think it's the third busiest airport in Europe in the summer months.
Wow, okay.
Like Palma Airport is exceptionally busy. Different markets absolutely love Mallorca. You know, the German market loves it. Very high end for the Germans in terms of the 4 or 5 star properties and the private villas. The same with the Scandis.
Yeah.
The Scandinavian market absolutely love Mallorca. The Irish and UK market are still a little bit conservative in terms of focusing on the south of the island for the resorts, but obviously waking up to all of the lovely resorts and the better beaches on the north coast around Alcudia, Puerto Palenza, Puerto Colom, all around there. Yeah, just fab.
Brilliant. Great. And then what happens if people wait too long to book?
What are people waiting for? Are they waiting for the price to fall? I don't think the prices are going to fall. I think the prices are as low as they're going to be. I think where we're seeing patterns change and we're seeing a shift away from Turkey and Cyprus to Spain and Portugal, that's not only the Irish consumer doing that. That's all European consumers. For some of the central European countries, there's government advisories on not traveling to parts of Turkey, which is just bizarre. But that's what they've done. That means that those consumers, those 40, 50, 60 million population countries are going to start looking at Spain and Portugal because they're going to want to get away. They're like us. They don't have great weather in the summertime. And in the case of somewhere like Poland, unless they go to the North Sea, they don't have beaches and they don't have the weather on the North Sea for the beaches. They go to the sun. They're all going to start booking. So you can hang around, but it's going to cost you the same. You might have less choice. I think the earlier you book, the more choice you're going to have, the more time you're going to have to pay it off. And I think that choice factor in getting the property that suits you is really important. It's not always about buying the cheapest. It's about what are you looking for? What are the important things for you in terms of the hotel that you're going to stay in or the apartment you're going to stay in and the resort you're going to stay in? And people know what's good.
Yeah.
And we know for a fact that they go back and repeat certain destinations. And that's why the good stuff sells first.
Yeah, that's what it is. And then I suppose that would be your top tip to kind of book and get ready.
Get
and
off the pot.
Yeah.
You know, I won't do the word before that, but like get off the pot, get booking.
Yeah.
Easter's over. It's really time to have a look and just make a decision on what you're going to do. The prices are really, really good, even though we're saying that these high demand or top selling holiday destinations are doing well.
Yeah.
What they're not doing at the moment is jacking up their prices, but they will, or they'll go on stop sale for certain dates. And for families, all of Europe more or less goes on holidays at the same time. I know the Irish schools are pretty lucky in terms of we have longer holidays than our UK neighbours and most other countries. But for the most part, the peak is the peak. July and August is the peak.
Yeah.
Just make a decision. Go for it. It's going to be better value when you're there than in Ireland. We all love Ireland, but we know it's expensive and it's just getting more expensive by the day.
So
get off the island.
Yep. And remember that other European countries are also looking to go on holidays.
They are.
Great. Well, thanks very much for that, Paul. Thanks for kind of going through our high demand destinations and letting everyone know what's out there and available. And if you'd like to follow us on our social media channels, we're on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And we've also got a YouTube channel, so you can subscribe there. Thanks very much for listening. And thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Emil.
Bye.
Bye-bye.